Exclusive: Donald Trump delivers truckloads of water to East Palestine after train derailment. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 22, 2023. East Palestine, Ohio. Former President Donald Trump visited East Palestine on Wednesday, where he delivered truckloads of bottled water following a train derailment earlier this month that left the small town in disarray. President Trump is meeting with the citizens of East Palestine, and he will never forget them and what they are going through. Contrast that with Biden and the federal government, who have failed them from the beginning, Trump spokesperson Stephen Cheung told Breitbart News. John O'Rourke, the CEO of Blue Line Moving, which transported the pallets of water to East Palestine, told Breitbart News the company moved 13 pallets of water, which comes to over 14,000 bottles for the small town. Joe Biden / Pete Buttigieg, stay away. The real president is here taking care of American citizens. Make sure those Ukrainian pensions are taken care of, Rourke told Breitbart News. Both President Joe Biden and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg have yet to visit East Palestine, despite the train disaster having occurred nearly 3 weeks ago. On February 3, a train operated by Norfolk Southern was carrying chemicals, including vinyl chloride, a highly volatile colorless gas, when it derailed, spilling the chemicals and sparking a fire, which sent thick billowing smoke into the sky. Cleanup crews ended up igniting 5 train cars to get rid of toxic chemicals in a controlled environment, which created a menacing plume of thick smoke that resembled a mushroom cloud. Images of the controlled detonation were later circulated on social media, sparking concerns around the nation. The incident resulted in about half of the town's population being ordered to evacuate. While residents have since been told they are allowed to return to their homes, many are still concerned and want answers, but Biden and Buttigieg are nowhere to be found. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.